This is KUT. A potential public vote on Austin's land development code rewrite is likely headed to a fight in court. That's after the city council voted Thursday against holding an election on code next. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains.
All right, this is going to get a little confusing, but I'll walk you through it. On Thursday, council members had in front of them a vote to essentially put a citizen-led petition on the ballot in November. Voters would have been asked this: do you want to vote on every rewrite of the city's land development code? The code is a set of rules that determines what can be built and where. If all those things had happened and voters had said yes, then we would have eventually voted on code next, which is the city's current redo of its land development code. But that didn't happen. Instead, the majority of the council said, we don't think we can legally put this on a ballot, so we won't. But they did so assuming they'd get sued by the petition's organizers. And there's time for the judge to rule in time to put it on the November ballot if the law compels it.
Putting this on the ballot is not proper under law.
Here's how Austin Mayor Steve Adler put it.
I think we should take this action now, take it quickly, so as to give the anyone who would want to challenge it the greatest opportunity to have someone check our paper.
The eventual vote was 6-4. Councilmember Ora Houston, who represents much of central and northeast Austin, voted in the minority to put the petition to a public vote. She said doing anything else was denying residents their rights.
I do believe that voters have a right to petition, referendum, and a vote on things that will negatively impact every parcel of land in this city, not only the property, but other things that have nothing to do with zoning. And to deny them that right, to me, is a travesty.
In March, members of two anti-Code Next groups turned in a petition with more than 30,000 signatures. That petition was deemed valid weeks later. When that happens, council either has the choice to accept the changes the petition asks for or let the public decide. Now, they've said no to both of those. Local attorney Fred Lewis says he will now sue the city. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.